มวยไทยคือชีวิต
From our studios in New York City and Miami, Florida You are listening to The Striking Corner With Eric Rivera and Vinny Scotto Your source for Muay Thai and kickboxing news worldwide
All right, everybody, welcome to the Striking Corner. I am your host, Eric Rivera, and I am, as always, here with Vinny Scotto, but we are actually, for the first time ever, in the same room together.
Oh, shut up, because you know it's not the first time ever.
That's true.
The first one, you really screwed up. So this is the first time you're actually going to hear us together.
Yeah, exactly. We did one a while back, and I lost the recording because we lost the recording.
To make a long story short, he's an asshole.
Yeah, yeah. So you know Vinny likes to call me an asshole, but we basically didn't record my side of the audio because I didn't turn up my mic. So yeah, we're here in New York, in Staten Island, which is Vinny's current place of residence. And we just got done with the Fabio Pinca seminar, which was, needless to say, an awesome experience. You know, we'll go into more into that a little bit as we go through the podcast. But, you know, I kind of want to get Vinny's opinion or his rant or whatever it is, because recently it's just another situation. I mean, we'll laugh about it, but it's just another situation again of just this continuous problem with the amateur fighting here in, I think it goes on everywhere with amateur fights, but it's just, it happens all the time. And I'm sure that all the coaches that listen or other amateur fighters that this has happened to know what we're talking about. And it's basically fighters pulling out at the last minute and giving bullshit excuses. And then it's kind of like, what do you do for you? I mean, what do you do in the situation when that they pull out at the last minute and you've already spent all this money on medicals and all this type of stuff? So, I mean, I don't want to get into the story as much, but I want Vinny to explain it a little bit more.
You just want to get right into it. You don't even want to wait.
Yeah, let's not even wait. We're doing this podcast finally one on one here. So
what happened was we go to Warriors Cup weigh-ins. My fighter has a fight at 152. Mm-hmm. Gets on the scale, he's 151.
Yeah.
His opponent gets on the scale, and he's 157, 6 pound difference.
Yeah.
So I turned around, I said, what I said was, all right, so he's got to run, he's got to cut the weight.
Yeah.
You know, he's got to come down. Because I think it was 154 was the, you know, your weigh-ins were 152, and you could be 154, the allowance, 2 pound allowance. But it has to be no more than 3 pounds between the two fighters. Mm-hmm. So I said he's got to run. Coach turned around and said he's dry. Mm-hmm. Like, what does that even mean? Like, anyway.
Yeah.
So he couldn't run. Not even try. Didn't even try because he was dry.
Yeah.
Fine. No problem. Okay. So I didn't know that it could only be a 3 pound difference. So I said, we'll take the fight as is. 151. He's 157. No problem. We'll take it. Then the USMTA said, no, that's not allowed in New York. It has to be 3 pounds. Okay. So, all right. My fighter will drink, eat, come up and wait to meet him to cover the 3 pounds. Okay. Fine. So we go out, go to the car, get his food, get his water, whatever he needs. We get back inside. I tell the promoter, which most of you know from Warriors Cup is Chris Tran. And I said, Chris, he's going to go eat, drink. Give him a few minutes, he'll weigh in again. Turns around, he said, they pulled out. I said, what do you mean they pulled out? Mm-hmm. He said, they just pulled out and left. I said, are you fucking serious? So I walked outside, I seen the coach, and he just, like, I just don't even get it. I said, why are you pulling out? He said, I have a bad feeling. Like, what do you have a bad feeling about? I said, are you serious? Like, my fighter trained for, you know, 5-6 weeks. Spent $350 on medicals. We sold 50 tickets. I mean, maybe that's not a lot to most people, but, you know, 50 tickets is that's 50 people that put up money, that showed support, that they're not going to be able to support their fighter now because you have a bad feeling. Yeah. First of all, your fighter is the one who's overweight.
Yeah.
He's 6 pounds heavier than my guy. What fucking bad feeling do you have?
Yeah.
So basically, he couldn't run because he was dry. So when we try to accommodate his poor excuse of a fucking weight cut,
yeah,
he still says no to us coming up in weight.
Yeah, yeah.
So did you come to fight? Or do you just train for likes? You have a gym for likes? Like what? Like you just want to post it? Say, oh, I teach Muay Thai or I'm a Muay Thai fighter. Like why would you show up to weigh-ins if you're going to not take the fight regardless? Like, let me know. Give me 2 days' notice. Tell me, hey, my fighter's not going to – call the promoter. Say my fighter's not going to make weight.
Yeah.
Because I would have made arrangements earlier to fight higher, look for a different – whatever had to be done. But you're going to wait till weigh-ins.
Yeah.
Like, what – I don't know. It's just so frustrating because a lot goes into it. Like, who's going to pay for those $350 in medicals now? I mean, granted, nobody was going to pay for them before, but at least they would have. It would have been a good reason to spend the money.
Yeah.
Now that money's spent and the fight didn't happen.
Yeah, exactly.
So you have to – there has to be some kind of – I understand it's amateurs and people aren't getting paid and all this shit, but there has to be some kind of – consequence aside from just being blacklisted, because that's not enough.
Yeah,
because people, money gets wasted and nobody makes up for that.
Yeah,
like I want to send that gym a bill for my fighter's medicals because now he couldn't fight.
I mean it's really a difficult, I mean, and it's kind of something that, you know, Vinny posted about it on Facebook, and you know, and you know, we always try to be kind of, I guess, funny and lighthearted or whatever. But it was a big deal because
no, there's nothing lighthearted about it.
Of course,
because it happens too much.
Yeah, it happens.
It happens too much. Like if you're gonna be a fucking pussy, don't sign up for a fight.
Yeah, yeah.
Like don't show up to weigh-ins. Do something like a week before even a day before is better than at weigh-ins.
Yeah,
I mean, granted, a day before is still fucking shitty.
Yeah, yeah.
Especially if the reason is I'm a fucking bitch. Still shitty.
Yeah.
I mean, if something serious happens, you know, somebody gets an injury, something, that's completely understandable. You know, shit happens. But when the reason is that you have a bad feeling, that's not acceptable.
Yeah,
not
acceptable. especially in this case. It's because there's a lot of factors in that fight that just came out. That's just crazy to think about because, you know, I mean, just like the backstory is obviously we had this Fabio Pinca seminar this weekend, but I also flew up because I wanted to. I mean, Chris Tran is a great friend of ours. We've had him on the podcast. He runs this great show, which is Warriors Cup. But also the fact that, you know, Staten Island Muay Thai, which is Vinny's gym, is my second home. I know Manny, who's the guy who was going to fight. And I was coming up also to watch the fights and obviously support Manny when he was going to fight. And then this happened. Well, I mean, I found out about it when I was actually in the airport, you know, ready to come here.
Yeah, sorry. I lost my attention span for a second there.
Yeah.
My phone's been going crazy all day because of the Fabio seminar, just people tagging me and shit. Sorry.
Yeah.
Lost my train of thought. Go ahead.
No, but no, I mean, I because the weigh-ins were like the day before. So I actually saw the post like in the morning. I saw the post when I was about to get on the plane. And I actually told Vinny like that was the first time. I mean, that, and honestly, it takes a lot because like I'm the talker here on the Striking Corner. It takes a lot for Vinny to like actually like post something on Facebook, like a rant. Like Vinny is not the type of guy that rants.
Yeah, I'm not really a social media poster.
Yeah, exactly.
That's not really my style. And I usually don't just...
Yeah, and this has happened before. I think we've talked about it before, about my fighters or, you know, guys that I know that have fought and other people have told us about it. But it really is nuts because, you know, we're not going to name names or gyms like that or anything like that. But it's just, it's crazy to think that it really is true that this happens all the time. And I think it's... I think it's almost like because it's amateur, people feel like they just can. There is that whole, you know, who was the one that came up with that term? The one, the you know, social media fighter or fighting for likes. Was that Kevin Ross or who was the one that came up with that?
I don't know who that was.
Because we read that somewhere, right?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, but it was basically, you know, there are all these social media fighters, which are people who basically just go online and, you know, talk about them training and, you know, they're getting ready for a fight or whatever, but they're not like, I don't know. I think there's that comment that's been made about like you're an athlete, like you make like a Facebook fan page and you're like an amateur with like two fights. You know what I mean? Like there's all this type of stuff. And I mean, it's not, you know, we're not shitting on that in the sense that because I mean,
I am.
Yeah, I guess people, it's stupid, but
I'm shitting on it.
Well, then shit on it. Yeah. I mean, I just try to be diplomatic.
Fuck that guy. No.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess we're trying to be, I try to be diplomatic a lot of times, but it really just makes no sense. And especially in this case, it's like, I hate to say it, but I feel like there's so many gyms that I see out there that now that Muay Thai's become popular, MMA has become popular, you see so many of these like gyms that pop up and,
McDojos.
Yeah, man. And it's like coaches that really, I don't know, man. I mean, it's some of them, you see their fighters, you see the coach himself and you see them teaching and you're like, what is going on?
They got their crew certifications.
Yeah. And the thing is like, listen, when we do the Striking Corner, we're just two guys. Like, we love the sport, but we are invested in the sport. Like, Vinny runs his gym. He's, you know, we're not the best trainers that have ever, you know, on the face of the earth. We're not like pro fighters, like, you know, the guys that we've had on our podcast, but we really love the sport to a degree where we want it to, you know, people to have integrity, you know?
And yeah, I really just want to just let people know what I know about it.
Yeah, exactly. And what we know about it. And that's what we try to spread. And that's what we try to talk
about.
We
want to spread that knowledge to people that are interested in learning it and even try to get new people interested and bring new people into the sport. Because
at
the end of the day, you know, the whole point of the podcast of the Striking Corner and even my gym is just to grow Muay Thai.
Yeah, exactly.
Just grow the sport in the country. That's the goal.
Yeah. No, and the thing is, this thing that happened was just total bullshit because it's just the whole story is just so fucking stupid, man. Like, just how can that happen?
You know? It's frustrating.
Yeah.
Because you're a fucking asshole, that's why. Not you.
Yeah.
Although you are too, yes. But you're just a fucking asshole and you waste a lot of time and energy and just... Everyone knows, everyone who's had a fighter in fight camp getting into the ring or anyone who's been in the ring, you know what it takes. It takes a lot of hard work. It takes, you know, 3-mile runs every day. I mean, granted, you know, places like Thailand, they're doing 6, but still.
Yeah, but these are amateurs.
We're talking about amateur fighter here. 3 miles a day when you're working, you know, a full job on top of it and training twice a day, doing what you have to do for extended periods of time. I mean, you're talking 5-6 weeks and the whole weight cut, putting yourself through all that shit of cutting water and not eating like the amounts of food you should be eating for the amount of training you're doing. Like, it's a lot of fucking hard work and it takes a lot out of you
and sacrifice.
Especially emotionally, it's like a roller coaster.
Yeah.
Got a lot of shit going through your head just for 24 hours before someone to turn around and say, fuck it, we don't feel like it because we're a bunch of bitches. Yeah. That's the bottom line.
And the funny thing is, we don't say that in, I guess it takes a lot for us to say that in jest because, like I said, we always try to be diplomatic. We don't want to say, but it's just so strange because if you hear that story, like when I heard that story, it's just how do you justify that? There's no justification.
Yeah, because you know what? I could understand you pulling out if my fighter fucked up, my fighter was the one overweight. You know what? Fine, we fucked up. You pulled out. Yeah. Our fault.
Yeah.
But you fucked up. You are overweight. And we still tried. That's what gets. This is the part I don't understand. And I know I already said it. But the part I don't understand is we were willing to accommodate and come up in weight.
Yeah, because we want to fight.
Yeah.
You know?
So we're willing to accommodate you even though you fucked up. and you still said no. So that's what I just don't understand. Why the fuck did you show up to weigh-ins? Yeah. Why didn't you make a phone call, say, hey, you know what? We're not going to take this fight regardless.
Yeah.
Or did you just look at my fighter and see maybe he's got a six-pack and get scared?
Yeah.
Because you have fucking... I'm not even, you know, I'm not going to go that far into it. So let's just leave it at that. But what was it like? Tell me, please. I really need to know.
Yeah.
I need to know.
No, it's crazy. And, you know, there's so many of you out there that have your fighters and you guys know what we're talking about.
If you're listening, I need to know.
No, there's so many of you out there that have probably gone through this and know what it is. And it's crazy because... You know, here's the other thing. It's crazy because, like, our coach, Jose, down from, you know, in Florida, which is where I train.
The Guatemalan Nazi.
Yeah. He said something which was true, but at the same time, it shouldn't be that way. Which was, he said to you, welcome to amateur coaching.
Yeah.
Or something like that. Welcome to coaching amateurs. And it's so crazy that... We in America, I mean, I don't know. It's just not in America because I'm pretty sure it happens in other places too. But it's just like in amateur fighting that's like the norm. Like the norm is that you're going to have guys that pull out all the fucking time.
Like you need to just expect it to happen.
Like you need to expect it to happen. And it's like it happens so much. Like what is it? Why does that continue to happen? Like, and the thing that sucks is, yeah, there's no consequences. I mean, believe it or not, as we already, I mean, I was commenting with somebody at the seminar today that we had, the Fabio Pinca seminar, and I was talking to one of the guys that attended. And it's the thing is, like, it's already hard enough for us to compete as fighters, whether you're amateur or whether you're pro. I know the pros, I know that a lot of guys fight amateur for a long time because they know that when they hit pro, especially right now in America, even though the sport is growing and I love it and it's beautiful. And I discussed that with that same person today, you know, that in 5 years it's grown so much. But even with that, you know, we still have.
Wait, before you continue.
Yeah.
My favorite comment, because this was posted on social media.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
My favorite comment was from Spencer. From Weapons 9.
Okay.
Because he was watching the weigh-ins live.
Spencer Krakowski?
Yeah, because Chris was recording it live on the Warriors Cup page.
Yeah.
Spencer commented, dude showed up looking like he came from the buffet talking about he's all dried out.
Oh, fuck, man.
Yeah, Spencer.
Spencer, man. But yeah, like so it's already hard enough for guys to get fights. So like I'm saying, amateurs wait to, you know, they fight a lot in order to go pro because they know that Janet Todd mentioned it, that she knew that if she goes pro, she's going to be fighting a lot less.
Yeah.
You know, and a lot of fighters know that. So, and then a lot of coaches tell their guys to fight as much as possible as amateurs because getting to pro, you know, is another level in competition. So... It's recording, man. It's fine.
I wanted to see how long it's been.
Oh,
it's
no,
only
no.
18 minutes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, yeah, I mean, and it's just nuts that like it's already hard enough. And when we finally have, you know, when with amateurs, you do are able to compete, this shit happens. And besides that, it's like what I was trying to get at is that we pay to fight. It's like as amateurs, we're paying to fight.
Of course.
You know, we're paying, whether you're going to tournaments like the TBAs or the IKF or the WKAs, you're paying registration fees, you're traveling, you're either like renting a van to take your whole fucking team out there, take people out there, getting hotels, all that type of stuff. If you're fighting amateur, like let's say for Warriors Cup, there's people coming up from Florida, there's people coming up from Jersey, like you know, Jason Farrell, our friend from Level Up, coming from Maryland, you know. There's people driving up.
Yeah, that's tolls, that's gas, that's everything.
It's everything, you know. And then for you to show up at an event.
Medicals.
Yeah, and then medicals. So you're paying all this money and
time sacrifice.
Yeah, exactly. So I mean, granted, you're here in Staten Island, but that doesn't fucking matter. Your guy paid $350 for his medicals.
And honestly, I sat in fucking 3 hours of traffic to get the weigh-ins.
Yeah, because it's Queens is not so that
Friday,
close to where you're
Friday
at.
Friday, I
yeah.
got – it was about and five. Yeah. It was about 5 hours of my life that I'm never going to get back.
Yeah.
Because this guy was a piece of shit.
Yeah.
And pulled out last minute. Yeah. So that – to me, then now that's wasted time. So it's 5 hours of my life lost.
And not even that. The countless hours – of training your guy and of him sacracrificing whatever he had to do.
Of course. I already said that. Like, and plus, like I said before, everyone who's a fighter or trains fighters knows that whole period of fight camp and weight cut and weight loss and all that shit is emotionally draining.
Yeah, yeah.
For you to not get any type of... Listen, to me, you get in the ring, whether you win or lose, as long as you fucking fight and put it all out there, it's a win.
Yeah, yeah.
So to do all that and not get that win, that feeling of, you know, getting in the ring and doing what you did all that to do, it just fucking sucks.
Yeah, I mean, so here's a better way to put it, I guess, in perspective. It's like,
why my way wasn't good enough?
It was good. It was good.
So then shut the fuck up.
No, I just want to make another point. I just want to make another point and say, it's like. I'm saying it from the opinion. My opinion is like, if I was training for 6 weeks, right?
Yeah.
If I was training for 6 weeks for a fight, I'd rather fucking get in the ring, beat the shit out of us beat the shit out of each other, right? Yeah. Me and the other guy, and me take the loss. You know, I lost, but I went in there, you know, fucking had, you know, especially as an amateur, got the experience, had my fun, learned all that type of shit. Then, you know, all of a sudden, nothing, you know? I did 6 weeks and, you know, nothing happened, dude.
Yeah.
You know? It's just fucking, you know, I did all that type of shit. I mean, I would rather take that than I mean, I would rather lose, you know what I mean? And losing is hard enough, you know, but it's like you would rather lose than this happened to you, you know, you'd rather get your ass kicked than this happened to you, you know? So it's just crazy, man. Like, because that's what we are. We're fighters. I mean, I was looking at Justin Greskowitz, his gym. It's like fighters fight. Fighters fight. That's what his shirt said at the end. It's like fighters fight. I mean, like if you're and it goes down to that. Like at the end of the day, I mean, I don't know the guy's gym. I don't know the guy's name. We're not going to mention it or whatever. But it's like you're not a fighter because fighters fight, dude.
Yeah.
You know, fighters fight. It's like we, you know, like in this case, it's not even my fighter, but it bothers me because, you know, Vinny's my friend and, you know, we're basically in this game together.
We're friends.
I guess. I don't know. I don't know how I've been misinformed all these years, you know. But yeah, it just bothers me, man, because it's just it's crazy, man. I you know, it made me just as angry, and I'm sure everybody else was pretty angry about it, you know. So, I mean, and a lot of people joined in on the conversation, and it's so crazy that people join in on the conversation and are like, yeah, this has happened to me. Yeah, this is, could you stop doing that, dude? Because I can hear that fucking shit, man.
Well, now I don't want to hold it anymore. Oh, wait, we could
add this. Anyway. So what I think is crazy is that all coaches, reading through the social media post that Vinny made, like so many coaches commented, so many people liked it. And it's just so crazy because this happens all the time. So we got to go back to like, here's the discussion. Like, so we, you know, Vinny had his rant. He talked about what happened. You know, I had my rant, talked about what happened. The question is like, what is the solution? You know, how do the, you know, we've talked about, you know, we brought it up at one time that Charlie Cotone out of 8 Limbs had said, you know, there should be like a blacklist. We've talked to Chris Tran, like, how do you do that? You know, like, do you stop?
I know the way the promoter does it is when the guy says, I have this guy to fight, you just don't put him on the card.
Yeah, yeah.
That's how a promoter does it. But there has to be something more.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I mean, because it's like, I don't know, man, because when you're pro, obviously when you're pro, you get docked, you know, obviously your purse and you have to like surrender a certain, you know, part of your purse. But as amateurs, we're not getting paid for it. So it's crazy. Like, I do think, I mean, your idea might be one where it's like, you know, you could fucking send the bill to this guy for your fucking medicals.
Yeah, but what are the chances?
You yeah, know, yeah. Now, and who's going to enforce
it? I don't know.
That,
like, you know? Sometimes it's, you think about it, but it's like, it's still the amateurs. So it's like, you're already paying as an amateur fighter for a lot of stuff. But like, the idea I had was that you can, when you decide to take a fight, when the promoter matches you up and you both agree,
yeah,
maybe just there should be some kind of like fucking $200 insurance per team.
Yeah.
Where you put 200 up, and if you pull out for a stupid reason, then you don't get your 200 back.
Yeah.
If you fight, you get your 200 back. Yeah. Just like in insurance.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes, like I said, the medicals were $350. I saw the bill. If medicals are more, whatever, at least 200 does something, covers
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, if you turn around and say, oh, you know what, my fighter broke his ankle, that's excusable. Like,
yeah,
you know,
get your money back.
Get your money back.
Yeah.
But if you're going to pull out because you have a bad fucking feeling,
yeah.
No, you're not getting your fucking $200 back.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that could be a, I mean, that's, I don't but, know. I don't know the whole, you know, obviously we're not.
Yeah, we're not promoters, so we don't know how that works. You know, I don't know that end of it.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It's like I said, you're already putting up a lot of money between gas, tolls, travel, you know, whatever you have to do, medicals. Does the team have another 200? Because some teams don't.
Yeah.
Does the team have another 200 to put up? I mean, obviously you put it up if you know you're definitely going in there to fight and you're not pulling out for any other reason.
Yeah.
So if that's the case, then, I mean, you really shouldn't worry about it. So it's, I feel like that would be like a, kind of like a gray area to yeah. do that.
Well, I mean, it's kind of makes sense because in a way you do this, like if it's almost like,
sure. You know, I'm only fighting. I'm 100% fighting. Unless something happens to me.
Exactly.
Unless I get injured. So,
I mean, because the thing is,
getting the money
I mean,
back.
You think about it like this. If you register for like IKF, you register for TBA, you register for any of these
you
things.
You
pay money.
And if you don't go, you lose your money.
Yeah. If you don't show up, they're not giving you the fucking money back.
Yeah.
You know, if you just decide to no show, they don't give you the money. Now, if 30 days out from the tournament, because a lot of times you register like 30 days out from the tournament, you obviously, you know, which can happen in fight camp, you can get injured.
Yeah.
You know, then 30 days out, you like fucking say, hey, listen, I broke my foot in training or I did something in training and I'm injured and I can't make it out to the event. I know for sure I'm not going to make it to the event, you know, then there's usually I think there's always a chance that they're going to
yeah,
give you your
I'm
money
sure
back.
Sure, there is.
You know,
it has to be a legitimate reason.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
I said, not, hey, I'm just going to be a fucking bitch and.
Yeah. You know. And I mean, and you're going to go with this, like you can go with the stipulation that, hey, listen. I am, because at the end of the day, I think that's a great idea because I mean, I don't know how it would work, but I think it's a great idea because you say, hey, here's like a $200 deposit, you as the coach,
yeah.
$200 deposit, you know, for like registering that my fighter is going to get this spot
yeah.
on your card. You know, it's a 12 person card. We all know people get, you know, the cards filled up and then unfortunately you can't fight on that event, but there's a bunch of different events, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like your $200 guarantees your spot. It was on this card.
When you fight, you get it back.
When you fight, you get it back, you know? But if you show up, if you don't show, or you pull off some bullshit, you know, like fucking excuse to back out of the fight at the last minute because you didn't like the fact that the other guy had a neck tattoo, you know, then fucking...
pull your fucking tampon out and get in the ring.
Yeah. So it's like, fuck, man. You know, like you're gonna lose those $200.
Yeah.
I think that's a great idea. I don't know how it would work. You know, you guys can comment.
Not that it wouldn't work. I just don't know if it's possible.
Yeah.
And there comes a lot would come into play because it's like, who holds the money? Where is it yeah. held? How do I get it back?
Dude, I'll hold it.
But it's you know, it's an idea. I mean, obviously it could be figured out.
Yeah, yeah.
Just like anything else. But, you know, it's an idea. You never know.
Maybe. It makes sense because I'm thinking to myself, we're already like for all of you guys that go to tournaments, you're already paying money.
Yeah.
To go to fucking tournaments, you know? And we're talking and tournament
just think, and if you fight and then they hand you $200 back, it might feel like you're getting paid.
Yeah.
It might
exactly.
be a win.
Yeah, yeah. Because
maybe,
if you don't,
maybe you put it up and you forget about it,
yeah.
and then you get it back. It's like, oh shit.
Yeah, yeah. And at the same time, I mean, that's a better, it's like just an insurance policy.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, like when you go to tournaments and stuff and you pay $200, you fight. I mean, you don't pay $200. I've never gone to a tournament that's $200. But I'm saying like where you register, like say $50, you're not getting that $50 back. Yeah. And fight, you know?
No, this is just, it's just an insurance policy.
Yeah, exactly.
If you pull out for a douchebag reason, mm-hmm. your $200 goes to the other fighter for medicals.
Yeah, and I think it should. I think the number should be based on what it costs the medicals. You know,
well, I guarantee, unless you have, well, I mean, if you have insurance, then it's fine. Mm-hmm. But if you don't have insurance, they're not costing less than $150, $200.
Yeah,
I can't imagine.
Yeah, yeah.
But I mean, I'm sure a lot of people do have insurance. Who know? I don't know. You know, I don't know what people's situations are.
Yeah.
I know that my fighter does not have health insurance right now.
Yeah.
And it cost him $350.
Yeah.
That's all I know right now, and it's not cool.
And I'm sure that's the situation for a lot of people.
I'm sure it is. Yeah.
Because there's a lot of guys that are fighting that this is what they want to do, but they're starting out in the amateur ranks, you know, and they might have let's think about it. Like unless you're a guy that has like a really steady job that offers health insurance, if you're somebody who's working like, let's say a blue collar job that doesn't offer health insurance, you know, you're going all the time to get paid, but you don't get health insurance, then fuck, man, you know, that if you want to fight, it's still going to come out of your pocket, you know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I like that idea, but I mean, we're just kind of like brainstorming here, but it's just because all of this shit came out of that, you know, like why does that happen? And it continues to happen. It's because there's no responsibility.
Actually, I just came up with that idea as we were talking.
And it was,
I didn't think about it ahead of time.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a good idea.
Yeah. Yeah. Pretty cool.
Yeah. I mean, who knows how it would work, but we're just, you know, like I said, brainstorming there, but. It's just nuts that shit happens, man, and it continues to happen. And it's like, at the end of the day, I think it goes back to this, like, social media fighters are fighting for likes. It's like, yeah, you know, I went to do this.
And, you know what? Honestly, these fucking douchebags have gotten too much attention already.
All right, yeah. let's move on.
Yeah, let's go on to something positive and awesome.
So what was positive and awesome?
Pizza.
Pizza.
The
Fabio Pinca seminar.
Obviously, yes, the Fabio Pinca seminar.
Yeah. So number one, yeah, I guess shout out to everybody that you know, we're really thankful as always, Vinny and I, about, you know, everybody that purchased tickets. We were able to sell out the thing.
Yeah.
You know, sell out the Fabio Pinca seminar. A lot of people showed up from all over the place.
Yeah.
You know, really, we had guys, Jake, shout out to Jake Manini from Boston, you know, Crom from here in New York, Asa Tenpao and Emilio that flew up from Florida to come here to New York. And they're actually.
Well, they when they were booking the flight, this, I think I'm, you know, this is what Asa had said.
Yeah.
Was that when they were booking the flights to go to Belarus.
Yeah.
They had to make a stop in New York.
Uh-huh.
So when he saw that and it was about the time he was leaving,
yeah.
He said, shit, why not set it up so my stop in New York includes training with Fabio Pinca?
Exactly.
Which is a smart thing to do.
So for all of you that don't know, I mean, he stopped here because him and Emilio Pineda and Asa Tenpao, they're from Florida Kickboxing Academy. We had Asa on the podcast. A lot of you guys know Asa is a, you know, an amazing prospect in the Muay Thai game right now. He's fought for Lion Fight. He's fought for Muay Thai Grand Prix. We've known him since he was like 13 years old. Asa's basically representing Team USA. Asa and Emilio are representing Team USA at the IFMAs in Belarus, in Minsk. So they stopped here, you know, and they took an Uber from like JFK all the way to here to Staten Island, and they did the seminar, and then they head out at midnight, which is we're actually right now it's midnight when we're doing this podcast, so they're heading out right now.
Yeah,
they're
on a plane.
Yeah, they're on a plane now to Belarus. So you know, good luck to them out there and everybody that's representing Team USA. But besides that, you know, just people from everywhere came to the event, and it was really, really good. I mean, we had, you know, besides that, you know, Vinny and I went to go pick up Fabio Pinca and Michael Piscatillo at the airport at LaGuardia. And that was, Kind of a shit show.
Not that it was a shit show, but what happened was, I guess, probably probably our bed.
Yeah, yeah.
Because what happened was yesterday, we texted Fabio just to just see what was going on, you know, make sure everything was on schedule and when he was actually getting to New York.
Yeah.
And he wrote back. He said, "Hey, I arrive at 12:30 tomorrow.
Yeah.
Is that good for you?" Now, the way he said it, I at that moment realized, shit, he needs me to pick him up from the airport. And I don't know why it didn't cross my mind ahead of time.
It's crazy because in all of our conversations, we talked about hotel, we talked about everything.
We never mentioned anything about pickup from the airport. And, but it only makes sense in that. Like now that I'm thinking about it after the fact, it's like, obviously,
yeah,
he's going to need a pickup from the airport.
Yeah.
Why didn't I think about it ahead of time? So, yeah, it kind of sucked because I had plans to get to the gym at a certain time. Just to make sure that everything was, you know, good to go, ready, mats were clean.
Because you're obsessive compulsive.
Shut up. But just to make sure, like I had a bunch of people come in like from all different places. They're traveling. People came all the way from Florida, Massachusetts. Like I want to make sure the gym is on point for them, you know? I had just my whole schedule because, again, I'm very obsessive compulsive. Anyway, so I had that ready to go, and then it's like, shit, I got to pick up Fabio an hour and a half before the seminar starts.
Yeah, and you know, with New York traffic, we were worried.
LaGuardia Airport, the worst airport in history. So, first of all, I've been driving all fucking weekend because weigh-ins are in Queens, in Corona, which is not far from LaGuardia Airport.
Yeah, but far from you.
Yeah, it took me 3 hours. But no, it's not even far. It's like 20 miles.
Yeah, but it's far in New York.
The traffic was 3 hours.
Yeah.
So 3 hours to weigh-ins.
Then you had to pick me up.
2.5 hours home. Had to go to war. Oh, yeah. Then also, I was driving all weekend. Saturday, had to go pick your ass up from the airport. But that was easy. That was Newark. That's like, it's like
I already know the drill. Like I know the drill.
You call me when you land and I leave my house and I still get there.
On time.
On time. So that's simple. So then we go to Warriors Cup, also in Corona, Queens, which was, how long did it take us to get? 2 hours.
Like 2 hours
to get there. Yeah. So that was fantastic. Then come home from Queens. Now I have to go back to Queens. So I'm like, fuck. He's landing at 12:30. There's going to be 10 hours of traffic. I got to leave at 7 a.m. Stressing for absolutely no reason whatsoever because I just shit I didn't think about. Anyway, so ended up checking Google Maps and was like, oh, 43 minutes of traffic. I was like, sweet.
Yeah.
So we got there. He actually landed early. Then I'm thinking, shit, he's got to go through customs because he's coming from Canada. I guess it's really, you don't go through customs. I don't know
how it was. Anyway,
so I'm like, shit, he's got to go through customs. He lands at 12:30. He's not going to get through customs. He's got to get his bags. Then there's going to be traffic. Like, we're definitely not starting on time, which whatever. It doesn't matter anyway. It's not a big deal.
Yeah, because it's not like people are going to.
Yeah.
They're waiting
for him. It's not like they're going to be like, oh, shit, I'm not coming now. I mean, Fabio Pinco, you're going to wait 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Which we started 20 minutes late anyway because we were waiting for people to get there.
Yeah.
And so Fabio landed early. He was outside when we got there. There was no traffic getting back.
What was he doing at that anyway? Because remember I spotted him and then they like had gone back inside?
Yeah, and then they were just standing inside.
I think
at that point, he was about to look through his phone because I seen him grab his phone to probably text us to see where we were.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah, so, and we actually ended up getting back to the gym from Queens by 1 o'clock.
It was super fast.
20-minute ride home because there was no traffic, 20 miles.
Yeah.
Anyway. So
so it worked out. Everything like ended up working out, although you were going nuts about
I wasn't going nuts.
Dude.
But I was kind of stressing a little bit. Just, yeah.
Because you wanted everything to be perfect.
I do shit like that sometimes. Yeah. It's fine.
No, I mean, it was also because it was like this.
I'm a perfectionist. And you know what? One thing that I have, like, it's not really a pet peeve, but in that sense is like, I'm very strict when it comes to being punctual.
Yeah.
If
which
I
I'm
sit,
not.
Yeah. If I no, you're fucking terrible. I hate you for it. But if I tell someone that I'm gonna do something at 2 o'clock, I'm gonna be there at 1:45.
Yeah.
So I'm very good when it comes to being on time and shit. So if the thought of being late or starting late, it just stresses me out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, and it made sense. I mean, I was worried about it too when we first got the text, and then we're like, why did we never think about picking this guy up at the airport? But no, everything went well. And I mean, so yeah, we had people from all over. I mean, I can't stress enough. I mean, I'm already, you guys know that I've listened to this podcast, you know, Vinny will always joke about it, that I am like fanboy number one when I meet like these guys, you know, like whether it's John Wayne Parr or Kevin Ross, especially somebody like Fabio Pinca on the podcast. But I don't know. I mean, it was something about Fabio when we had him on the podcast. It seems like afterwards we were talking through Messenger and stuff. Like, we kind of hit it off. Like, it was a pretty good relationship, you know. Like, we just kind of said, hey, we're going to try to bring him over and whatever, Eric, you know. And Eric, it just worked out, you know.
Eric's bromancing.
I'm bromancing, man. It's like Fabio Pinca's my fucking bro. You know what I mean? Like, I have it, like, I have his, like, we chill. You know what I mean? No, but, but no, it was cool. You know, it was just, he's a total fucking cool guy. And besides that, like in the seminar, like the good thing about the seminar too, is sometimes you have guys that in the seminar that, I don't know. I mean, I don't want to say any other fighters. I've done seminars with many, but sometimes they'll like kind of point things out and kind of instruct and just walk around, you know, and make sure everybody's doing stuff correctly. But Fabio was like mixing it up with everybody.
Both of them,
Fabio and Michael Piscatillo, you know, both of them were mixing up with everybody. I mean, they clinched, they sparred. Vinny got kicked in the head.
Oh, man. You had to say it.
Fabio kicked Vinny in the head.
On Instagram, you can actually see it.
Yeah. So watch the video on Instagram.
Like, all right. So he didn't really kick me. It wasn't a hard kick.
But he caught
you. But it was just like the right time, the right angle. It just kind of shook my brain a little bit.
Yeah.
Just a little shake where it was like, oh,
yeah,
and I was hoping that wouldn't happen, but it did because, you know, he's Fabio Pinca and I'm just me, the fat, out of shape guy.
But no, it was an awesome experience.
Why he is who he is.
Yeah, exactly. So it's funny because we had a couple of guys that were like, you know, some of Vinny's students, and then other people that were just like, oh, I sparred Fabio, man, and he's just so fast, I can't catch him.
It's like, I can't even touch him. Yeah.
And you're just like, yeah, do you realize what you just said?
Fabio Pinca, obviously you're
that's
not.
Like, that's like me saying
him.
Like, hey, man, I played a game with LeBron James, man, and I fucking couldn't guard the guy.
I couldn't even score on him, dude.
It's like, yeah, dude, he's like world champion for a reason, or like a professional athlete for a reason. But yeah, it was an awesome seminar. Thanks for everybody that came out. This is... I think Vinny and I had spoken, like, we really want to do like a once a year thing, you know, like we don't want to go crazy, but we want to do like a once a year thing where we bring somebody big out, and hopefully we can keep that up. But, you know, just thanks to everybody that came out, and obviously thanks to Fabio and Michael that came through, and everybody that came through. It was a fucking awesome experience, having a guy like that, here at the gym, and it was amazing. It was amazing.
Yeah.
So,
Definitely awesome.
And then I have to say, you know, one of the highlights, I even posted it on my Facebook. One of the highlights of my, I would say like one of the top 10 things that I've had happen to me in my life was for me just the moment of, because I'm we love food. So Vinny talks about burgers all the time. My thing is pizza. And I come to New York, especially a lot of times, and every time I get off the plane, there is one place that I tell Vinny I need to go, and that is L&B Spumoni Gardens in Brooklyn, the best pizza for me ever, you know, so I have to go there every single time. And we took Fabio and Michael there after the seminar. So like my fucking like best moment, probably going down to like where I'll tell my kids kind of moment, was like me just sitting in my favorite pizzeria with, you know, with my good friend Vinny and... with fucking Michael Piscatillo and Fabio Pinca, dude.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
You know?
There's not many people that
can say that.
I had a slice of pizza with Fabio Pinto.
Yeah, exactly, right? So, and then Michael Piscatello just moaning every single time he took a bite.
He enjoyed that pizza. He was loving it.
Just every time he take pizza. As soon as we opened the box, he was just like,
he was loving it.
Yeah.
It's good fucking pizza, man. I mean, to me, that I know there are plenty of people out there who would completely disagree, and there's plenty who would.
Yeah.
But L&B is the best pizza in Brooklyn.
And I mean, it's packed for a reason, too.
It's fucking delicious. It's always packed for a reason. Fucking delicious.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But some people don't enjoy
L&B?
The sauce on top of the cheese.
See, those people can't be my friends.
No, they're not my friends either.
Yeah. If you don't like, if you're listening to this podcast and you don't like L&B Spumoni Gardens, man, we can't be friends.
You're an asshole.
You can listen to the, you can continue listening to the podcast, but we can't be friends.
No, I don't even want you to listen.
No, you can continue listening. Please continue to listen. No, but yeah, I mean, that was for me just like a great experience because it's like, I guess you know what it is. It's like, I've never had that. I've trained with guys like Yong Sinan. I've trained with guys, I've trained with Adachai Fairtex. I've trained with a lot of people, you know.
And you didn't share a slice of pizza with them.
Yeah, didn't share a slice of pizza.
But
with
you
them.
Also didn't set up the seminar, so you don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, I really
so
don't.
So you can't judge by the person.
Well, I'm not saying that. I'm not
set up a seminar with someone else.
Yeah.
And see if they don't want to fucking share a slice of pizza. Because everyone loves pizza. There's two things in this world.
That I wasn't bring saying this, that they were.
Two things in this world that bring people together, and that's pizza and Muay Thai.
Yeah, exactly. There you go. That's a great quote right there. We should put that on a shirt.
Fuck yeah.
Two things in life that bring people together, pizza and Muay Thai.
Yes.
Yeah. I like donuts too, though.
Oh, God.
Oh, man. Didn't I say that this morning? Like, we went to get coffee and donuts at Dunkin'.
Yeah.
And I was like, God bless the man.
I love lamp. What? That's what you sounded like right now.
God bless the man who figured out how to make a donut or whatever. I don't know.
What are you even talking about?
I don't know. We just anyway. Sidetracked. But anyway, but yeah, I like, yeah, I mean, it was, like I said, I'm sure all those other guys, but I guess because we set up the seminar and we had them here and it was cool, you know, it was just cool to have that experience and kind of like talk with a guy who's like one of the world champs and shit like that. That was awesome.
And I think it was just really awesome because that's, you know, obviously the highest level of fighter that's ever been in my gym.
Yeah. That's
so it. That was pretty cool. And just to see like, you know, all the guys from my gym. It was kind of hard for me, though. Like, when we went to the coaches clinic, and it was me and you and a whole bunch of coaches, like, it was easy for me to just chill out and, like, train, you know, do whatever we were doing and work. But when I'm in my gym, and it happened today, like, it was hard for me to just train and go along with all the drills.
Yeah.
Because I can't get out of coach mode, especially when I see the guys that I train.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like it's hard to explain. Like I wasn't able to get out of coach mode.
I don't think that's too, I mean, you want them to do the techniques correctly. Like if when he, you know, Fabio teaches them and he can't, you know, he's going around and looking at a bunch of different people, you know.
Yeah.
So he can't always focus on your guys. So you're going to like make sure that your guys like picked up the technique that he was teaching correctly.
Yeah, you know? No, of course.
So you're not going to double check. And, you know, and because we set up the seminar and I, you know, I'm the one that runs a lot of the social media on Striking Corner. Like I was taking, you know, I didn't get a chance to like do as much as I would have liked to do. Like Vinny got to spar with Fabio Pinca. I didn't get a chance to spar with him or clinch with him, you know, which was, you know, stuff that I would have liked to do. But, you know, I would take breaks to go take pictures and take videos, which is the stuff that I uploaded on Instagram. So you guys can check that out. And there's more stuff coming because we got like a bunch of pictures, like Vinny's wife even helped out and stuff like that. So we have a bunch of stuff that we're going to post online and things like that. But it sucks because when you set up, you kind of even it's, you set up such an awesome event, but you can't always be as involved as you'd want to because you also got to be there. You know,
yeah, you're running the show.
You know, you're running the show, and you want to make everybody enjoy it. Not only the people that are there that paid money to be there, you know, but also the guy that you brought in. You know, that you want to make sure that everything. Like for me, it's a whole networking thing too. You know, like it's a networking thing that you know you want to establish a relationship with this world class fighter that possibly you can bring him back, or, you know, different things like that. So you want to make sure that they're also having a good time too. Like, not that you just hired them to do this and then you just left them there.
Yeah,
you know?
Of course.
So, yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, awesome experience all around. And we were really, really happy to, you know, just do that. So yeah, I mean, you know, that's really, you know, Vinny got up and walked away for a second. What is this?
I needed a pretzel.
Oh, a pretzel. Okay. don't chew it on the mic though, man. But yeah, so besides that, you know, it was an awesome experience and I can't say enough about it. So, and that's about, you know, I think is, do we have anything else to talk about? We just kind of like a special edition podcast that yeah, we
I
mean, wanted
I'm
to do.
Good. I got some stuff off my chest.
Yeah. Yeah.
Feeling a little lighter.
But
now.
You know, so I guess that would be, our question to a lot of you guys that listen and,
Do you think my idea is genius?
Do you think his idea would work?
Or ridiculous?
Yeah. I mean, we don't like we're just brainstorming. So do you think that would work? What do you think would be the hiccups on that? Is there a way to get that established, even for our friends that are promoters that listen? Is that something that you can get established at an amateur level? Who knows? I mean, I don't know what the commissions would say. Who knows? But I mean, I think we all agree on the fact that something needs to be done about fucking, like I said, like I go back to that whole thing, like the fighters fight, you know, people that really want to fight are going to step in the ring regardless. I mean, fuck, man. I think when I was fighting, I think even if the guy came in like, oh, I mean, I was a heavyweight. So guys are sometimes going to come in at, when I was fighting, it was like 215 and I would fight guys sometimes that were like 250, you know, but I think, I don't know, man, when you're a fighter, dude, it's just like, and you've done all that sacrifice and somebody comes in like 5 pounds overweight, you're just like, whatever, dude, I'll fucking fight. I don't give a shit. You know, I mean, a lot of times the commissions will step in because they're the ones that are like, you have to protect the fighter. But in this case, it was like the commission said, as long as there's like not more than a 3 pound discrepancy, then we'll do it, you know? And then the guy pulled out when your guy was like, he was even going to be at a disadvantage anyway, you know, because the other guy came in clearly heavier. And if he was dry, then by the time he rehydrated, he was going to be like 165 or some shit like that, you know? So it's crazy, you know, like they just pulled out because I've never said that on this podcast, but that's a bitch move, man. Like, that's just totally something you don't do.
Piece of shit.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's a piece of shit, man. Because you just don't do that shit, man. I don't understand that thing, man. It was nuts.
Oh, wait. I forgot to tell you the best part.
What was the best part?
The best part was when I said, like, what am I supposed to do? I sold 50 tickets. And I said, you know, and we're coming up to meet you. Like, what am I supposed to do about the tickets and the medicals that he put his money up, that, you know, that all this money was spent? He said, I'm sorry. You could blame it on me. Oh, okay. That makes it better. I'll just blame it on you. That, you know what? Forgiven.
That, you know, puts the money in my pocket.
Puts the money right back in my pocket. Blame it on you. Fucking piece of shit.
But you never spoke to the actual fighter. This was his coach.
Yeah.
Anyway. All right, guys. I think we've ranted enough. This was, like I said, a special edition podcast after the awesome Fabio Pinca seminar. And, you know, shitty experience that Vinny had to go through and this whole thing. But it's like not something new to a lot of you that I'm pretty sure have heard this stuff before. So, you know, all in all, a great weekend. Obviously, shout out to our friend Chris Tran. The show, regardless, we went to Warriors Cup, and as always, was a good event. Always puts on good events. So shout out to Chris Tran and everybody that participated on Warriors Cup. Shout out to everybody that came to the seminar from all over different places, in basically from, like I said before, Boston, New Jersey, Philadelphia. I mean, just from everywhere, really supporting and helping support. It sold out. I know a lot of people would have liked to come. We had texts, we had messages on our Instagram and on Twitter that people, obviously, that you guys were further away and couldn't make it. you know, we'd love to meet everybody that listens to the podcast and, you know, have you guys in. And I haven't said this enough, like at each one of these events now that we've been able to attend, whether it was the CSA Coaches Clinic and today at the gym, at Vinny's gym at Staten Island Muay Thai, you know, we had a lot of people that we've never met in person that decided like, I mean, decided to come to the seminar that told us in person that they love the podcast and all this stuff. And listen, I always tell people like I'm an open book and you can come and talk to me or whatever. Vinny's the same way somewhat.
Depends.
It depends on the day.
When was the last time you pulled out of a fight?
Yeah. But it's just always great to hear that people are supporting the podcast, that they like it, that they enjoy it. Like I always tell you guys, we're just two guys that love the sport. You know, we're not the best fighters that ever lived. We're not even great at all. I would say we just did it and we love it.
I'm pretty great.
Huh?
I'm pretty great.
Yeah, you're pretty good.
I said great.
You're pretty great. Yeah. Well, Fabio Pinca kicked you in the head, but I mean, that is Fabio Pinca.
That's fine.
So,
I ate those for breakfast.
Yeah, so it's just great because, like I said, we're two guys that just really love the sport, and you know we've competed, but now you know we're on the other side of things where we're either Vinny's coaching, I'm coaching, or at this time right now in my life, I'm really what I'm doing is focusing on building the Striking Corner along with Vinny, and growing this thing in order to promote Muay Thai more, and that's what this podcast is all about.
I said this already.
Mm-hmm. I know you did, but I want to reiterate it. So now that he took me out of my groove.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a shitty groove anyway.
Yeah. So no, but what I wanted to say is that once again, we're just humbled when everybody like comes up to us and is like, hey, you know, we support it and shit like that. It's so awesome to hear.
It is awesome.
It's really awesome to hear for us. Like I said, it always makes us feel like this is something where actually like it makes sense for us to continue doing it. That we're doing something right, you know? So, that's it. I mean, besides that, listen, guys, since we're doing this in Vinny's living room at the moment, we're side by side. We don't have like all the music and shit like that. I can add it after the fact, I think. So whatever. So right now we're just doing out our podcast like this, like bye, I guess. No, just kidding.
You have to edit this out.
No, I don't. I like this. I like this.
It's really creepy. Very creepy.
But as always, guys, just check out the Striking Corner at strikingcorner.com, on Instagram at Striking Corner, on Twitter at Striking Corner. You can find me on Instagram at @EricRivera_TSC. You can also find me via email at Eric@strikingcorner.com. And Vinny, how can they get in touch with you?
Email is Vinny@strikingcorner.com, and any social media as Vinny Scotto, SIMT.
Yeah. So check Vinny out at Vinny Scotto, SIMT, and also check out at Staten Island Muay Thai if you guys want to follow Staten Island Muay Thai Gym. If you are in the New York area, I know sometimes
come
it's hard
down.
To get. Yeah, I know sometimes it's hard to get out all the way to fucking Staten Island, but hey, give it a shot. You might like it. So yeah, check it out.
Everyone's welcome.
Everybody's welcome. And if you're ever down in Florida, check me out. Even though I've been in and out of the gym, but my good friend Coach. Check us out in Pembroke Pines, Florida, which is just outside Miami. And that is AMA, which is Academy of Martial Arts, AMA Pines Muay Thai. And you can check us out there. The website is pinesmuaythai.com, so you can check it out there. But yeah, that's it for our podcast. Like I said, this is an extra one, and we are going to have another podcast coming up soon. Where we'll have a guest on, and you know, we'll be back to our regularly scheduled, and as I said, we're gonna try to do some more weekly, hopefully, as it goes on.
No promises.
Yeah. But until then, until we get all our ducks in a row, thank you for listening as always to the Striking Corner, and we'll talk to you guys again soon.
Hey guys.
You've been listening to the Striking Corner with Eric Rivera and Vinny Scotto. Make sure to follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter for more Muay Thai and kickboxing content. Stay tuned for the next episode of The Striking Corner.